Thank you and good morning. Eureka police continue their investigation into a shooting incident over the weekend that has already resulted in the arrest of three men, 36-year-old Thomas Frank, 21-year-old Derek Adair, and 18-year-old Caleb Hoffarth, all of Eureka. Officers responded to a residence at 8 and 8th Streets on Saturday after receiving a report of shots fired. While on scene, another shot was fired, and it's suspected that that shot was fired at arriving officers. Further investigation led to the confiscation of two handguns, one which appeared to have been fired recently. The incident is being investigated as possibly being gang-related, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating the deaths of two people whose bodies were found in an abandoned vehicle along Highway 20 late last week. Deputies were first called to the scene after a report of a suspicious vehicle was called in near Fort Bragg. Deputies arrived on scene and found a minivan off the roadway, parked in a manner to shield it from view from the roadway. Deputies looked inside and spotted the bodies of a deceased female and a deceased male. On Saturday, detectives identified the woman as 38-year-old San Francisco resident Cindy Chen. The identification of the deceased male has not been determined. The cause of death has not been released, nor any details surrounding the events that led to the two deaths, but both victims suffered head wounds, and an autopsy is scheduled to determine the exact manner of death. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Several logging incidents left three Humboldt County residents dead over the weekend. On Friday, Garberville Ambulance and Cal Fire responded to a property in Garberville in which 66-year-old Thomas Rea was deceased. Rea died as a result of blunt force trauma from being struck by a log he was working on while cutting firewood. Also on Friday, 53-year-old Mad River resident William Thomas did not come home from his job as a timber faller. His wife and his co-workers found him deceased at the logging site south of Stapp Road in Neyland. Thomas was struck by a black oak tree that fell for an unknown reason. And on Saturday, 23-year-old Eureka resident Jason Nelson Meng was working as a choker setter when he was struck by a small redwood tree that fell over after being hit by a log. City Ambulance of Eureka and Humboldt Bay Fire responded to the scene, but Nelson Meng was pronounced dead at the scene. Caltrans wants to alert residents in the Ferndale area that intermittent ramp closures at the Highway 101 Fernbridge exits will take place this week as a major paving project along State Route 211 from Market Street to Singley Road continues. Work hours are from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m., weather permitting, and no two consecutive off-ramps will be closed at the same time. Detour signs will be placed to assist motorists. One-way traffic in the paving area will also be in effect, and caution is urged when traveling through the work area. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State funding for K-12 schools in California can get complicated as several different formulas are used to determine the amount of money a particular district will receive. In addition to the number of students enrolled, which is the primary source, money is also available for students with learning disabilities or, as is increasingly the case in Humboldt County, for students learning English as a second language. Eureka School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck explains how the state determines the amount of funding.
And so what the local control funding formula looks at is it looks at the number of English learner students you have in the district, and it looks at the socioeconomic level of your district based on the number of students who qualify for free or reduced lunch, and your funding is based on that.
Van Vleck also pointed out that Eureka is pretty middle of the road in both categories.
So if you look at that in Humboldt County, Eureka City Schools specifically, we are just about an average district when you look at the state of California as far as poverty level and English learner. In fact, we are a little bit more affluent and a little bit less English learner students, so we'll make a little bit less than average in the state of California.
While Eureka hasn't seen a sharp increase in English learning students, other districts in the county have seen a growing population of students who need the English language support. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.